This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic. Election alert. Voting for 88 crucial seats across Kerala, Rajasthan, Manipur, Tripura today. Polling for 88 seats in Phase 2 across 12 states including Kerala, Karnataka, and Rajasthan. 89 seats were initially planned but Betul, in Madhya Pradesh, will now vote in the third phase due to a candidate's death. Moving to next topic. Here's a detailed breakdown of voting patterns in key constituencies during the second phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Crows are set to vote in 88 seats across India. Some of the high-profile constituencies include Wayanad, Bangalore South, Mathura, Mysore, and Thiruvananthapuram. Moving to the next topic. Kerala election fever 2023. 2.75 crore voters are gearing up for a power shift, with 194 contenders in the ring. The date to remember, polls open on Friday. Moving to next topic. Surpassing expectations, S. Jaishankar addresses Western critiques on Indian elections at a forum in Hyderabad. He challenges the notion that the West's criticism comes from an informed place, suggesting instead that they see themselves as political stakeholders in Indian democracy. Jaishankar proudly references the high voter turnout in India, emphasizing its resilience, even amidst challenging conditions like a heat wave. This, he argues, is a testament to the robustness of Indian democracy, contrary to Western perceptions. Moving to our last topic. Prime Minister Modi has recently aimed a sharp critique at the political alliance between Samajwadi Party and Congress in Uttar Pradesh. He labelled Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav as Do Shehjade, which translates to two princes, accusing them of engaging in appeasement politics.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.